Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
The Graffiti Podcast, called Arms House to Your Mum's House. Arms House to Your Mum's House. Arms House to Your Mum's House. Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti. You don't think these are great works of art? You don't think it's that brilliant?
No.
I'm smart as a whip, y'all slaves to the rhythm. Colorful, bright flow, sun rays
that
in the
prison. Brilliant, bro.
Like 100 days in the prison. I'm acclimated. I'm in the building. Y'all dudes get evacuated.
Yo, that was Master Ace and AG, called Me and AG from his album. What the fuck was it called? The Season? Something. The Falling
and
Season.
I've never heard that, by the way. I've never heard that.
It's an ill tune, man. I wanted to play the whole thing.
Obviously, I've never heard what you just put together there, which was brilliant.
I just tapped them in.
The Graffiti
Podcast. Oh, you're tapping them in? I thought you'd made a little song.
No, I'm working on something. I will have something hopefully for next week, man. But we're recording this on Wednesday, 14th of August, man. You guys probably saw that we were on BBC News last night.
On the fucking television.
On the TV, bro.
That's what we were on, the Beeb.
Brazenly walking up to it and spray painting it with graffiti.
Jesus.
Arms House to your mum's house.
Yo, shout out Ben on, you know, from the...
Best mates. Best mates with Ben.
Yeah,
so I've got so much to talk about this. I can't believe this has fucking happened. I can't believe it.
We got to break it down, how it actually went down, man. Let me. I don't even want to talk about that.
I'm going to let you talk about that because I'm just too excited to say, fucking, there's so many bits in it where I'm like, what?
It's
what
funny.
Is going on here?
I'll tell you what, I'll put a little clip in it here, man, but there's the link. You can go and watch the whole clip. We got it on our YouTube, so you can come over and check the whole
And
clip.
Before you start, I need to say,
yeah,
massive props to you.
Oh, yeah.
For having the foresight.
Well, I'm going to get into it.
And taking the time to set that all up.
I'm going to get into it. It's all about taking an opportunity when it's there, you know what I mean? Or even being able to see the opportunity that it's there, you know? So we're on, you know, obviously everyone's aware of the Banksy's going up all around London, what he's done, about 8-9 of them or whatnot. And then
I'll butt in there. Apart from me, I didn't even know. Do you remember last night? You're going, what are you talking about, you fucking idiot? Banksy's been going up. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? If I've been camping. Do you know what I mean? Like, what?
You've been up in Norfolk in a fucking campsite.
Down in Dorset, but I didn't know anything about.
But that kind of shows how lastminute.com, this whole BBC thing
fucking
was. Yeah.
Hell.
So you're out camping. I'm here on the Instagram, and the rhino in the Banksy rhino that he did down in Southeast London, some kid scribbled on it. You know what I mean? Scribbled on it. He wrote SV on it, South Vandals. But anyway,
South Vandals, brother. Do you know what I'm saying?
And so we get a DM through the Instagram through someone anonymous, probably mates with all the SV lot.
Anonymously.
And he said, you know, obviously keep it anonymous. And he wrote a message, South Vandals for life, Team Robbo, and then sent the video. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, easy, because I hadn't seen that angle yet, that video. Yeah, I'd only seen the one from the shitty angle. Anyway, and then so he go, and I go, look, can I post
what
that?
What are you doing? What are you absolute wanker?
You wanker.
What are you doing?
I wanted to make an audio button from just the reaction.
Oh my days.
You idiot.
That geezer who did that is fucking class.
Proper jokes. So I posted it on the Instagram. Obviously, it got a lot of shares and a lot of likes and people going, yeah, fuck Banksy. You know, I mean, everyone loves to pile up on Banksy. Yeah, you know, fair enough. And then lightning struck my brain, and I was like, you know what, let me reach out to some of these news things. I was like, they might be interested in this footage. It's exclusive footage, you know what I mean? It's an angle that hasn't been seen before. I saw the other shitty video was doing the rounds on Twitter and all over the place, and I was like, okay, let me just see. So
what's the other video? It's just the same thing from a different angle.
Same thing from basically someone stood right next to the wall, so you could just see him walk up to the thing, spray it, and walk off. Anyway, and so I find the email contact for Sky News and for UK News and for the BBC. And I've emailed them all with like a paragraph. Like, you know, I attached a video, put the watermark over it, the Arms House watermark. Sent them with a little Because in my head as well, I'm thinking, look, on the news, everyone's just bum-licking Banksy all week. Everyone's like, oh, he's like, you know, oh my God, he's so amazing, he's so amazing. I know that these newscasters, they're just trying to fill time. They've got a 24-hour news cycle. They're just trying to fill it with as much stuff as they can. And everyone they get talking about Banksy, they're all talking about how elusive he is and the mystery behind
him. Oh, he's so elusive. Why don't you meet me at Gale's for a croissant? Yeah. And we'll talk about Banksy's elusiveness.
Exactly. And then, so I was like, they probably appreciate a different angle on it. You know what I mean? And so fuck it. I wrote a little paragraph and I explained that this video got sent to us anonymously and...
They wrote to us. I find it difficult to say that.
They wrote us, you know, Team Robbo, and I kind of explained in what Team Robbo was in that little paragraph, like saying how there's a little beef between Graffiti.
And I'm sure that they've covered that before. I'm sure they would have typed in their system and said, King Robbo, yeah.
But they don't really know. But yeah. And so.
They don't know nothing about it. Great.
Anyway. And so I got an email, but I also called up the BBC thing as well to let them know, because I was thinking if they don't see this email or if it's too late.
And you were like, it's the co-founder of the Arms House.
Arms House to your mum's house.
And then so I thought, let me get on their case, because if they don't, you know, if they miss it, it might miss the news cycle and then it'll just be old news. You know what I mean? So I called them up. I get through to one journalist at London News. BBC News, and I go, look, I just send you guys an email, you know, it might be of interest to you and your viewers, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, all right, so, no, he goes, email it again, but to this email. He gave me a specific one. He goes, this one goes
They just answered the phone just the first time you bell.
No, I got put into what's it called?
Like
the soundboard. No. I went straight to a soundboard thing, and then they put me through to, they say, which department from the BBC you need? And I said, look, I've got this thing. I need the BBC News.
Graph.
Like, now you've got to be more specific. And I was like, all right.
London, is that what you said? I've got this.
I was like, I need the news, motherfucker. Give me the news. I got some urgent business.
I've got this thing, yeah, and I need the news. And they're like instantly like, it's terrorism. Yeah. My name's Ahmed.
My name is Ahmed. Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get straight put in through to the fucking Met.
Oh, my days.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. But anyway, so I said, okay, London News. And then he put me through. And then the guy gave me this email. He said, this goes to 140 journalists within the BBC. And one of them will pick up on it like that. And I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. So I send it to that email, same paragraph. And then later on that day, I get an email from a young lady saying she was going to use it for the website. And I was like, okay, cool, no problem. Hold on one sec. I've got to let my cat.
What, just the BBC normal website? Like when BBC News website.
News website, yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. And then she goes, and then that's it. And then I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's probably all it's going to come to. And then next thing I know, I check my email again a couple hours later, and this guy hits me up and says, are you free tonight to jump on BBC News London?
BBC Zoom, bro. BBC Zoom.
Yeah.
That's the Bristol guy or not the Bristol?
Yeah,
guy.
I gave him my number and I said, yeah, sure, no problem. And then he calls me and then he says, we'll get you on. Sorry, it's a bit of an awkward time, 8:45. Are you going to be all right with that? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. All good, man. No worries. Yeah, I'm like just going, yes, my mind's moving 100 miles an hour. I'm like,
no, I'm just going, yeah. I'm negotiating.
I'm like, yes, definitely. Let's do it. And I said, what kind of things are they going to ask? And he said, oh, well, you know, the 8 pieces of Banksy. Then he starts going off about Banksy. I'm like, I cut him off. And I'm like, look, I'm not.
What are they going to fucking ask is what I asked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was saying how they're going to ask me about Banksy and like all these things of Banksy's work. And I said, I cut him off and I was like, look, I'm not a Banksy expert. Yeah, I don't really have an
despite
opinion.
Despite owning a limited edition Banksy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has got my initials on it.
Yeah,
I don't even mention that.
I'm not a Banksy expert at the end of the day.
150 grand just sitting there.
But then he said, and I said to him, look, I'm more interested in the whole rift between, you know, the defacing of the Banksys and the graffiti movement and the street art movement, the rift between. And he goes, no. He goes, I was about to go on to that. That's the interest. That's what they want to talk about and all that stuff. And he goes, they will deal with that a bit later on. And he goes, I'm from Bristol. So he goes, I get all that. I understand all this stuff. You know what I mean? And he goes, I think that'll be a good angle.
Look at man trying to say no something about some graph.
Exactly.
I'm from Bristol. There's a lot of street graph. And just so that you know, I'm down. I'm down with the kids.
And so he said, okay, I'll email you the Zoom link. and you know, we're going to go live at fucking, you know, 8:45. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And once I hung up, I immediately phoned you. You were still out camping somewhere. I swear you were still in your...
Yeah, Lidl car park,
you
bro.
You just arrived back.
Unpacking cars and going up in the lifts and up and down, bro.
And then
I said, shut up. My man said, shut up. But I'll call you when I'm back in my flat.
Yeah, I swear, because I got that you didn't really believe me when I first mentioned it to you. And then when you got back to the flat and you called me back, I was like, I'm going to be on the live news. And then you were like, I'm coming over. We're going to do it together. And then I was like,
we're 100% doing this together. You're like, nah, bro.
I was like, nah. I didn't want to fuck it up. I was like, I didn't mention that. Because I did say that, you know, Arms House to Your Mom's House podcast.
You said you're the co-founder.
Well, they said, we're going to introduce you as the founder of Arms House to Your Mom's. And I was like, no, co, you know, I do it with my mate. And they were like, okay, co-founder of Arms House. And I was like, okay, good.
Sounds pretty fucking good.
And I just didn't want to like call them up and start asking them for favors or whatever. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I'm doing it.
Theme on the blower when he wants something. Like, no, man, we're doing it together. We are doing it 100%. You're like, oh, well, I'm coming around your house.
Bro,
I'm gonna have dinner. You're like,
I'm so glad that you came. You know what I mean? Like, you were my rock, man. Because you remember leading up to it. I've got like, I put the little GoPro filming behind.
Have you got some footage leading up to it?
I'm like wiping the sweat off my face. Look, I'm all glowing right now, man. It's because it's hot as fuck as well. But also, I was sweating. I was fucking getting mad
nervous.
For a tropical brother, and you were just there. Just I was like, you're not nervous. You're like, nah, man, it's Arms House, man. We've done this a million times. It's all
that's good. All I was saying to you was I was for the people there. Maddie was there, and he's like sweating. I put and I was pressing the mute button because we were on like a feed waiting for. We were talking to some other person.
Yeah, they were checking the camera was all right.
Before they put us through to, like, you know, the live session. And I was, like, still in this. What do you mean live? Like, it's not going to be live. I can't do whatever I want. And Maddie's already explained that, nah, there'll be a buffer. And then, because I'm thinking, you can't put theme on the live BBC.
You didn't
and
believe
just do
it.
Like, there's no, I don't have to sign anything. I'm like, what are you talking about? There's no way I'm just allowed to go. And you were like, no, it's live. But anyway, Maddie's, and I was pressing the mute button. And the only thing I could think of to you know, G him up was like, this is Arms House, bruv.
Yeah, exactly.
I was sitting next to him and I said, this is the Arms House, bruv. We own the Arms House. We are the Arms House. We've done this a million times. You've smashed things much bigger than this. We're fucking Arms House, bruv. It's just Arms House, bruv.
And also, we were talking before as well. We're like, we've got to do something jokes. We've got to mention yellow BRs. I got to talk about tapas. And we got to talk
That was you. You were like, listen, man. We were having dinner. I'm going to start. Yeah. I'm going to start by saying, we've just had a really nice tapas. And I'm looking at you thinking, bro, like, man.
I thought it would, but he didn't. And you were right to call it. But I thought he might have gone, hello, gentlemen. How are you? And I was going to say, yeah, we've just had a nice tapas dinner. That was the first line I was going to say. I was gearing up to say it. But then he came in with like, he was like, okay, so he defaced the Banksy. Andy, what are your thoughts? And we had to go straight into it. You know, there was no pleasantries before. And I was expecting at least a hello, how are you doing? But anyway. So that didn't happen. But yeah, I had all this shit planned I wanted to say, but then it all went to shit. Because
King, you wanted to say, sorry, Akit, King Robbo.
Yeah.
One of some crews, Yellow BR. And you were like, yeah, but sorry, Akit. Like, sorry, Akit's the best one. If you can get like a burp in, sorry, Akit, that's the fucking best.
I thought that was the least one. I knew, oh man, you killed it. And you swooped in.
No, Yellow BR, one of them you were saying.
Yeah, the Yellow
BR. And I was like, look, we've got to be careful, man. We've got to like be saying, bigging up King Robbo and making sure like we're not.
We had to mention
Banksy Ting.
And also we were going to say, like, we have to mention about the hypocrisy and the double standards between, you know, Banksy and real graffiti, you know what I mean? So we did it. We made those points, you know what I mean? Those were the main points we wanted to make.
And Insta's there making it more difficult. No! You're sitting there like this. Like, no! Bon Banksy, bruv! He's shit, bruv!
Yeah.
10 minutes before we started.
Big up, Millie Brett. But yeah, so we were just like going, okay, we got to say that. I just didn't want to regret, like, you know, having not taken it. And I do regret there was a few things right at the end. I should have shouted Free Palestine or something, but whatever. You know what I mean? We did what we did. I think we did well under the circumstances. Lastminute.com just came to us. And we were saying as well how, like, we don't even really try, man. It's just about taking opportunities when they come, going for it, you know what I mean? And things are drawn to us, man. The Arms House energy, man. You know what I mean?
There's like so many magical things about the Arms House that I don't want to start. That's like a new
Arms House.
Sorry.
It's like a new conversation if we go into like into that.
Yeah. It's just, let's not get too into that. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get.
No, it's just like the audacity of the Arms House mixed with like a lot of blag, but not blag from like shit blag. We've blagged billions of things.
No, it's about
X-rated talkers in any situation. But I was a bit worried about Oscar. I just couldn't believe. I was like, well, what? I
could just go, us on
what
live.
Do you mean? You're putting us.
I know. And the thing is, it's like, because Theme, you're always like, you know, your Arms House is the greatest thing in the world. And it's fucking amazing energy. Yeah? It's everything. And, you know, I'm always like, nah, chill, man. There's, you know, we got to leave room. That we're not, you know, we got plenty to go ahead. You know what I mean? There's still plenty to do. And I was even saying, like, fucking, we got to top this now, man. The fucking, we're just on BBC News. How are we going to top this, man? And we will. Somehow we'll find
out. Exactly. Do you remember, like, last week, 2 weeks ago, we were like, fucking hell. We've had mad guests. We've had done this and that. We've done some clips. Done this and that. What are we going to do to like go to the next stage, the next level?
Mm.
And we both had no fucking idea. And I was like trying to come up with some shite comedy videos. And we were like, and then bang, out of the blue, Bosch.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? Exactly, man.
That's how the Arms House is completely organic. But now it's so organic. It's done so well in its growth. It's now fucking, it just does what it wants now. Arms House isn't controlled by anyone or anything. It's just rolled off out of our grasp. But this is Arms House.
The graffiti podcast called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes.
Disappointed. I don't know about graffiti podcast. I was disappointed when he said that.
No, I think it was good, man. I think it did the job.
But you didn't tell him to say London, 90s, fashion, graph.
Yeah.
Culture.
You see, again, that's another thing I was thinking before, like all these things you plan. And then when you're actually there and you're live and I was just, oh man, but I got into it, but while we were doing it, but another thing I was going to say, we were going to slip in the podcast in there, like, oh, but on our podcast, we often talk about this. You know what I mean? Like I was going to say shit like that. I fucking just all went away, man.
But it couldn't have gone better, bruv. Like there's no way. Yeah. Bruh. I'm waiting for you to finish your thing and then I'm going to fucking give my fucking thoughts.
Yeah, go for it. Go. Now's your time. But wait, before you
finish, speak. Yeah, go on.
You don't think these are great works of art? You don't think it's that brilliant?
No.
Go for it. Go.
Because I've got a lot of messages from, friends who work in the media as well.
Tim Lee.
I've got a lot of messages from like rap mates, hip hop mates, got a lot of messages from people in the hood, I've got a lot of messages from all different walks of life because I've always had all different walks of life in my life.
Yeah.
And some of them like who know and who in that business, they're like, mate, fuck it out. You couldn't have come across better. You absolutely smacked this. It's like you had loads of experience in doing it.
Someone said you sound like
times.
Someone said you sounded like Sir Chumley Warner. Sir Chumley Warner. You had your estate agent voice on, man. I loved it, man.
when we were sitting there and it was starting, that lady said to us, okay, we hadn't heard from them for quite a while. We're just sitting there with the headphones on. And then suddenly the lady goes, right, you're coming on in about a minute and a half. Thank you. That was it. She was gone. And I was just sitting there, just looking at your TV, thinking, fuck it. Like, this is actually about to happen. Like, this is ridiculous.
Be on live TV.
And you've been like sweating and you've still got your tissue. We're both like going to each other. Have I got teeth in my mouth? And you're like, don't flush the toilet. And it's all like completely ragged. But we're still like... We're still just sitting there. Andrea's there, your ma's there, sitting on the sofa, that TV's on silent, everyone's like watching, and I'm like, what? And I said to Andrea in the car on the way to yours, I was like, I just don't believe this is going to happen. She's like,
I was still waiting. Even when we were sitting there waiting, I was waiting for them to go, oh, sorry, lads, we've gone over time. Sorry, we can't use it. Like, I was even until the moment when he introduced us and he said, Arms House to Your Mum's House on TV. That's when I was like,
never, ever could ever happen, ever. And Andrea said, what? Do you think Maddie would lie to you? And I was like, no, Cool stuff. And he's been sent the fucking Zoom link already. Like, this is on, but I just can't believe there's any. It's just so absurd. Like, it's ridiculous.
Fucking jokes, man.
So I'm sitting there thinking those kind of things. And a lot of my friends have messaged me and said, you absolutely body-bad it. You were fucking like stoic, just sitting there, just not moved by his introduction. And just like you were going to body-bag. And I was like, no, I was just sitting there.
Just chilling.
But like one of my best mates just like, is this really? And she's like counting us down. I'm like, what? And then we can hear him. He suddenly comes on mad loud.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, and this geezer has been doing the news for a billion years. I'm listening to him.
We're chatting to him. Yeah.
It's very familiar. No, but he's doing the introduction. He does like 2-3 minutes of nine Banksies have been released. These have been in there. This one in Kew, this one in Chelsea, this one in blah, blah, blah. And then unfortunately, this one got down. And I'm so listening to his voice because I'm in both headphones and he's come on, they've turned it up because the girl was much quieter and then he's like completely taken over all realms of my mind and I was just absorbed by this guy like, and he's like so then the Banksy one over there and I'm just like completely like and blah, 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 but I'm not really there and then he goes Andy and I'm like poof.
Fuck,
he just brought me back to your kitchen table.
Yeah, man.
And it's just like he popped this bubble. It's at it. And I was like, yo. And because I've been listening to him, because I got the character, yo, but no. And I just like everything was that character's like an over exaggeration of people like that. Some of his tones and some of his expressions, they are fundamental parts of yeah but no
yeah
and I was he because I'd absorbed him, I'd taken in his mind. I'm like, yeah. And then because he said Andy, it was like, bam, I'm at work. And I wasn't like at work in the office. I was like at work speaking to like some fucking high network. I was like, basically. And I listened to the question and just fucking answered it.
But also, you don't want to come across as like, you know, just some fucking gormless twat on TV. You know what I mean? You got to talk. You know, we deal in professional situations all the time, man. We're dealing with clients. We're dealing with whatever. Like, we do this all the time. You know what I'm saying?
And you've got to be a chameleon as well. You've got to be able to mold, you know.
That was another thing I didn't want
I'm
to
I'm not going to be 42 years old and go on the BBC and as everyone thinks I'm fucking... And also, when I lost my job last time, something I put something like that, it was like, you're out.
Mm.
And I lost the fucking house. I lost my yard. I lost this. I lost everything.
Yeah, serious, man.
And I was like... Fuck! And then I'm thinking, sitting next to you, like, rah, we're going live. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna come across like a fucking absolute. And because I was listening to him, and I have yeah but no anyway. You're like, yeah but no. What are we gonna do? I was gonna talk about BBC. And then he's suddenly like, right, so you know, yeah, I don't think no, no, no. And I'm like, Andy, and I'm like, what? No, I don't think so at all. I, you know what I mean? Straight away. going into this thing. But he's in live in your ear and he's mad loud. We're listening to his intro. Then they've got the character, yeah, but no. And then bang.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the way that he is. His voice to me is so familiar.
Yeah.
I've seen this guy 1,000 times, yeah. And I've seen thousands of countless people use different ways to try and argue live on TV. Like, arguing live. Well, I didn't think we were going to be in some argument. I thought they were going to ask us a few questions.
But that's what my dad did as a living, man. And I remember I mentioned
it
to you.
We didn't,
bro.
We've never done it before. You know, I've never done it before.
No, me neither. But I remember I mentioned to you before that. I remember my dad telling me, like, because he gets interviewed all the time on BBC, Sky, Al Jazeera, everything, yeah? And
he manipulates the convo to say what he wants.
He'll have points he wants to raise. So regardless of what they're going to ask him, he knew, I'm going to raise this point, this point, this point. So you can maneuver the answer to basically say whatever the fuck you want. And people see that. People notice that shit. Politicians do that shit all the fucking time. But so I kept that in mind as well. Like when he was asking, like, oh, so do I sense a hint of jealousy there? Because Banksy's making millions. And I was like, it's not jealousy, man. It's fucking, this is just a beef. You know what I mean? It started with King Robbo from the PFB.
I've seen so many people argue on TV on daytime live, a couple of like rules, you know, everyone knows the rules. You can't really go in and out of these lines, but still try and argue points. And all of them fail. They try and be like this, or they try and be like that, or they try and be like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just like went and had a, one of those Rolodexes in my head. And I chose that path to go down. I was like, right, I'm going down this path.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's it. That's what you got to do, man. And like we said, we had a chat before and we were like, okay, we want to raise about the hypocrisy. We've got to mention King Robbo and then we've got to catch some jokes. We've got to mention yellow BRs in there, whatever. And then you were telling me, because there was one point where I stumbled where I was like, I forgot the question. And then you just swooped in there, man. You got my back. And then you were like, oh yeah, well, yellow BRs and, you know, the BGP and all this. And I was just in my head just going, yes, Steve, thank you, man. And then we were so happy afterwards because we were like thinking, people pay dough for advertising like that, you know what I mean? People pay a lot of money for shit like that. Fuck so me. It was just great to have the Almshouse, you know, said on a platform like that to so many people. And we've had a bunch of new followers, man. If you're a new listener, please go back and listen from episode one. Maybe not episode one, start from episode 9 maybe, but whatever. Go
on that, listen from episode 1, bruv.
Yeah start from the beginning.
I was stuck in the bits.
Learn about the lore of the podcast, all the inside jokes that we got going on, like for example this one.
Can't paint a yellow BR.
that's the bit when you said yellow
yo
BR.
You know, but you touched on it before, yeah?
Yeah.
We've done all right. You know how people go back and forth on live TV as professional opposition where they're trying to disagree with each other and stuff like that. He was like setting it up, putting it on a tee, and we're meant to just swing, and then he sets up another one and we just swing, and exactly. We fucking did it, bro.
Yeah.
We did it with no training, in TV land. You know TV lands, like
yeah. We don't have media training.
You couldn't possibly do it. Like he's got decades of experience in front of the screen and da 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 da. You know, we're the production director, you're like, mate. Just chatting, bruv. You know what I mean? You're just completely we absolutely and it's difficult, bruv.
Yeah.
To be in a hot seat like that.
Yeah.
Going back and forth with some geezer who's done it a billion times. He doesn't give a fuck. Our best brethren, best mate Ben.
Mr. Ben, yeah.
We had no thoughts, no notes, nothing about what was going to be discussed.
Yeah.
People have years of training for that shit and have to work their way up and like suck each other's dicks. And then, bruv.
And also, we're talking
I just remembered at the end.
Yeah.
He was like, I think, and he nearly said underestimated. I swear to God, he nearly. I think we we weren't aware of, you know. He used a similar word beginning with un. I can't remember what it is now. I wish I fucking wrote it down.
Oh shit! Yeah.
But yeah. No. I think we underestimated. We undervalued the points that we're going to come across. That he was impressed.
He said but then he did say, I think few people won't understand what's going on. Well, the few of the things that were raised in this, or some shit like that. He was just saying some shit.
Yeah, but maybe we would have helped them. And he laughed when I said GCSE. Yeah. I wasn't. He's like, some kind of shit. He's like, ha, yeah,
bro. Listen.
More like a GCSE kind of piece.
Yeah, he's like, he had a little chuckle. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you meet someone at like a posh dinner party, you don't really know them, but you've got to sit next to him and like, he says something. You're like, you know, that kind of shit.
That was the brilliant thought in my head, like I've already mentioned, man. Like I said, all week, they've just had people bum-licking Banksy on there. And now the BBC is supposed to be balanced and all this stuff. So they were over the moon. Even that guy, Joe, the guy from Bristol, he messaged me afterwards and said, thanks a lot. That was the best interview we've had on it. You know, I don't know if he was just bigging us up, but
he wants to get shares in the Arbs house
because it was, you know what I mean, it's just a different, you know, different angle, man. From and I think
if there's any investors out there, I'm thinking about floating the Arbs house, putting it on the stock market because it's reached that kind of size now.
Well,
where
I don't know, let's
the public can start investing in it.
I keep saying we still, like, there's a Patreon you guys can join to help out, but like I keep saying, we've got plenty more to do, we've got plenty more to grow. Then we can start reaching out to maybe sponsors.
But another side of it,
Also, Theme, one thing I've been wanting to mention on the pod, actually, me and Theme can host your event. Hint, hint. You know what I mean? Reach out to us. You've got a graph event happening. You've got a hip-hop event happening. We could host it. We could be invited.
Kids' birthday parties. Yeah, wedding speeches.
We could be the celebrities at
it's
your
like
gig.
It's like the wedding singers, you know?
Sorry, yeah. I just wanted to put
I
that out
I fucking need you more than ever. Mate, that would be fucking brilliant.
Yo.
We're branching out. Arms house.
All right. Yo, party people. Listen, let's move on. You know there was a...
No, we can't move on. What is going on? When you've got this type of guy saying, Oh, I was thinking there's no way we're going to get a soundbite out of it. There's no way he's going to say the whole name. You know, he goes, Arms House to your mum's house.
Graffiti Podcast.
He says it twice at the beginning. That's the end one, isn't it? That's the end one.
This was the beginning.
Graffiti podcast called Arms House to your mum's house.
Arms House to your mum's house. Saying it live. Bruv, we started the Arms House. And it says at the bottom of the BBC, co-founders and hosts of Arms House, that you're like, what is this? Is the most strangest, weirdest. This isn't a real day. This is
it's so bizarre. It's surreal. So, how quickly
what
it
the
happened.
Fuck is, who starts a podcast and doesn't even host it? You know what I mean? Like the co-founder and the host. It was unbelievable.
Oh, mate. It was
like you said, people who are like really trying and really trying to do their thing with their podcast, putting loads of effort in, would fucking dream about this kind of DDS. They would dream of getting that shit on there like that.
Of course.
We're getting invited up, but it's mad.
But you
the
got...
fact that it's called Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yeah.
The fact that it's you and me, when I first watched it back, my first memory was me and you trying to blag a headmaster when we had the BB gun in the school.
We're
sitting there like two sitting ducks. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's on episode one of Arms House. Yeah, talking about the BB gun when we were at school in the headmaster's office and we were sat next to each other going, putting on our voices. Yes, sir. No, it was great.
Didn't work then. Got fucking expelled.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Fuck.
Fuck,
but that's what I felt like first time I watched it. I was like, look at these two chiefs.
That is fun.
About to get absolutely rinsed by this geezer. But like you said, there's no way I'm going on at 42 years. I've had bare different corporate shit, bare different meetings.
And we're talking about
get battered by this geezer.
We're talking about something we're passionate about at the end of the day. So I didn't have a big fear of us.
Yeah, but that could be dangerous because you could be like, no, listen, it's fucking like this, Buffy Graff, you know what I mean? Like coming out.
Yeah,
I was a bit worried about that.
I didn't want to start rambling because I can ramble every now and again, which is good for the podcast, but not for a 5-minute news clip. I was like, just rambling off, and then him go, "I have to cut you off there. Sorry, we've run out of time." So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was listening for an hour. I was ready for an amber ramble.
Oh,
or, and I bet you were ready for a theme ramble as well.
And
some of the messages I got, like, loved it when your mate forgot what you were saying.
Yeah. I was like,
it's so
what the fuck was the question? You were like, yo, no, it's it. You just sweet.
And I was like, straight, but I carried on with what you were saying.
Yeah, no, you killed
it. Oh, it's a strange balance between them.
Killed it. But look, theme, we've chatted about this for half an hour now, man. We've got to move on, man.
Arms House to your mum's house batters every single thing. It has its own life. It moves on its own. Me and Maddie just at the realm, just like just controlling
helm,
it with a whip. Like,
well, check this out. Theme, your voice got sampled on a hip hop track by, it's an album by Osiris Rex for the Culture Records. He's got an album called
Rex.
The Definition of Ill. One of the tracks they sample right at the beginning. It's only like a little sentence that you say, but let's give it a little whirl. This is called Can't Say Shit featuring...
What's his name? Osiris Rex.
Osiris Rex.
Osiris Rex.
And this one's featuring MF Vandal. The track's called Can't Say She.
MF Vandal.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
The best way to get away with it is to think it's not a crime in the first place. Do you know what I mean?
Good.
I gotta rewind.
Yeah, spin it back, Ruboy. Come again, please, please, please.
The best way to get away with it is to think it's not a crime in the first place. Do you know what I mean?
No, I mean.
Dedicated to the flow. Reaching out my iris to try and close them. Groping on my lashes, ferociously yanking the lids down. Unaware of the razors, that's a close, severing the hole from the wrist. Yeah, I'm my own man, nobody controls me. No old deeds with no ghost, no more. I'm I'm only going focused forward, no looking back over my shoulder, like I got a broken dome holder. Left and right, it isn't even okay. And following my nose, I never led to home. Only made the pathways dissolve my progress. Links to the past, endless forest, north, south, and east, west. Gauntlets in the cloud at each step. Deleted and walking back with feet buried deep beneath oblivious until a friend comes to dig you free. Cleanses the miasma, ensuring that sweet release. Charlie, please believe I'll never sleep on what you did for me.
Can't see shit, bro. Been in the walk in these streets since my mother taught me out, and I've been aggy, skin deep, ugly, with no one there to hug me. And everything around you is fuckery. They say things change in life, but only for the worst. I was grown in the dirt and left to wither. What a burden, you heard of me, and they ain't never seen the worst of me yet either. Believe me, brother, they go deeper, I go fucking deeper. The realest, you can't say shit, neither. I build it, so sick and full of illness. Don't do my last.
All right, you guys can go check that out. Osiris Rex, Definition of Ill, For the Culture Records.
I wish
I that was track was called beat, Can't Say Shit. What were you saying?
I wish I was rapping on that beat.
You like that, that
tempo,
beat?
That tempo, that beat.
You wish. I'm on the podcast with a couple of celebrities. Hello, boys.
World famous
Banksy bashers. I'm sure you've talked about all that for the first half hour.
We've literally just finished chatting about this.
I'm not going to add to it.
No, add your 2 cents.
Add your thing, bruv.
What did you think?
Well, I'm sure you've discussed themes.
No, I want to hear, bruv. You're like my comedy guru and comedy lecturer.
I'm sure you discussed themes, RP accent.
Yeah.
You came in. I love how Ben, the news guy, really world famous news anchor.
Yeah,
he came in and
he's our best mate.
It was so funny when he first mentioned Arms House, the co-founders and hosts of the Graffiti Podcast, Arms House.
They came out of the news, Arms House.
Wait, hold on.
The Graffiti Podcast called Arms House to your mum's
house.
I knew Janelle would notice that.
Your little glints in your eyes, yeah. And then he came and caught you off guard and he said, so first question, Andy. Instantly like did the reporter thing, like directing questions at you individually, like divide and conquer.
But you have to go to the white boy first, you know what I mean? Course. It's racist, man.
But no,
Andy came
proper with the fucking RP English, like caught him off guard. Because he was probably expecting you to be like, yeah, well, like graphics are like,
you know what it is though, trust me.
But you came in proper hard. And you came in so confident from the beginning. And then you were like, it's because your first words were like, it's because. Yeah. And I was like, yes, he's coming in hard and confident.
When someone like that, but not like that, I was, Talal, I was talking about that when I was like, is this happening? Are they putting theme on the live on the BBC? And Maddie was sweating and the TV was on and he was telling your mom to sit down. And I'm just like, what? And then the lady checked us in. And then we, bang, his voice came in our headphones much louder than the other previous voice. And blah, blah, blah. He's very familiar. His voice. Blah, blah, blah. And when he said Andy, poof, he brought me back to the table. And I just caught the end of what he said. It's like, what do you think? And why would someone do that?
Yeah.
And I directly answered the question. That's because, you know, rather than like fuck about.
And you
I was completely in work mode. I was like,
when you said GCSE, me and my girlfriend were pissing ourselves.
That was the lyric.
It was so funny. And
hold on.
A GCSE kind of piece. I love his laugh.
Yeah.
He went, like that.
Yeah, but no.
No, you guys did a fucking splendid job, man. I'm really, really proud and like impressed that you guys came professional whilst at the same time bigging up the podcast and getting a BBC news anchor to say the name of your podcast twice.
And PFB and Yellow BR.
Yeah, you slipped those in. Yeah. Maddie did a great job as well, man. Maddie, well done, dude. Like, I like knowing you guys so well, catching you when you were catching each other's eyes was just...
And that's a point. Grins I wanted to
here
mention.
And there. Yeah, I knew exactly what was going through Maddie's mind the whole time. And then at the very end, Maddie, you were like, blah, blah, blah. I forgot the actual question. And then Andy came in. So and, like, and, but it was, it showed that you work well as a team.
Exactly.
And yeah. I think, yeah, like you guys could do that if they've, and now you're on their books. Like if there's ever like another graffiti thing come in the news, well, you know, they're going to give you guys a call.
I messaged them back. Like at the end, they said, thank you so much. And then I just showed him the message that he sent me. He said, that was the best interview we've done on the subject. That's, thanks a lot. Best interview yeah. we've had on it.
And no, standard, bruv. Normal, bruv.
Feel free to reach out in the future. Anything graffiti related?
Well, that, because you guys come with expertise. Yeah. It's funny because I was watching the news earlier that day and they were interviewing a Bristol University professor. And he was like a professor of, he'd written a book about Banksy or something, and he was just on there. With a really like really posh and just sucking Banksy's dick really hard for like 10 minutes
because he's from Bristol,
and they were both like being so upper class about it. Yes, it's very intelligent, and they just treat Banksy like he's just this high class artist who can just do what the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
and it's and he just shits gold, you know. And you guys came and didn't embarrass the graffiti scene.
Didn't embarrass ourselves because I lost my job last time. Do you remember? And then fuck it, I was like, Maddie's like, don't say anything stupid. You lost your job last time. I was like, fuck it.
I thought it was just going to be Maddie on there and you were going to be off screen it like was. Grilling faces at him. But when you showed up on there,
that would have been brilliant.
All right, guys, we have a Patreon where we do exclusive episodes there with Talal, where he plays fun games and we do weird shit.
Extra
Arms House shit. So go ahead there if you love the Arms House, if you want to support and show love. Go there and check it out. All right, peace, bro.
All right, see you in a bit.
Later.
Bye bye, boys.
Bless you, bless you. One time, yeah, trust me. Straight up and down, yeah. See what it is, though.
All right. So we do have a listener question and we got some grafter critique. So I reckon we should go into. Did I have the question ready? Please tell me. Yes, I do. It's a short question. Let's just go into that, yeah? Check it out.
How did you meet, guys? How old is your friendship?
Hey, chi cazzo dici? We meet a long time ago in school. You say in Italy in school, I don't know. But we met there. It's a very good friendship immediately. And we got in lots of trouble. And eventually we get chucked out of school and we go a different way.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically. We've known each other since we were probably about 7 years old or something, definitely from school. We were pretty tight.
Seven, yeah.
But then, as Andy said, like, you know, you got kicked out. You know what I mean? I was dancing on the line, but I barely stayed in. So I managed to stay to GCSE, but then you got kicked out before GCSE. Obviously, we've talked about this on previous episodes. Go back to episode one, man. We talk about all this shit on episode one. We talk about school days and back when we first met. And then we kind of drifted apart for a while. You went to, you know, the army and you did.
I went to a different kind of schools in London for a bit, but got booted out of them. And then eventually went there.
And then later on, we rekindled the friendship. And next thing you know, we had a podcast. You know what I mean?
And we're like, yeah.
And I think I recognize the voice of the question, the questioner.
Beautiful voice. Big beautiful up. Voice, sensational voice. I would say play that again. Play me that again. I want to play the question. That again. I need to. Yeah.
How did you meet, guys? How old is your friendship?
How did you meet the guys?
Fuck, where's my phone?
Big up to you, yeah.
Yeah.
For sending that message in, because my missus is from Venezuela and she won't even speak. Well, it's not so much true anymore, but she's very good. She wouldn't send a voice note in English.
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But even though she could.
She's definitely getting more and more confident and she's doing her thing, man. She's beautiful, man.
When she starts working, then I'm going to take half the salary.
Theme, I saw this one online. I just want to send it to you quickly. We can kind of do a bit of a graph critique. This is a legendary graph critique spot. That's what I'm going
to
say.
To me on the WhatsApp.
On the WhatsApp. There you go. I just sent it to you now. You got it? Do you recognize the background theme?
Benson Betts! Oh, it's not Mr. Met gone down there, is it?
Yeah,
let's have a Frank Met. And Pat.
So listen, theme, so this spot, this wall that this is painted on, Benson Betts in the background, I think lamppost, Mr. Lampington, Rhino, Moe's, I think a few heads. I think it's near Nottingham. NN5, I think it's around that neck of the woods. correct us if we're wrong down in the comments below.
Well, Mr. Metzky went up there.
I saw this on his Insta and I was like, oh, I recognize that place. I was like, when did you go there? And he was like, yeah, I was there up north not too long ago. But that's an ill piece that he did as well. Check that out, man. With the dark colors.
Mr. Met has not been fucking around for a very long time.
Salute, Mr. Met. It's a long time coming. He's supposed to be a guest on this podcast a long time ago. Coming. So,
and I still go back to that Met dub in blue outline at Gunnersbury Station that was just there.
Yeah, the old school forever. One. And what was that long slogan? Again, we've spoken about that on the pod as well.
You are now about to witness the strength of the CBM.
That was it as well.
That was Met and Pure who done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, salute Pure, man.
And Mr. Metzky, I think Mr. Metzky was at the pit. Or Metism or something. But, bruv.
Mm.
Fucking look at the letters, look at the stars, look at the carefree. I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to drop stars on your ass that you can't even imagine. You should see what he does with the pen.
Yo,
it's insane.
His black book is ill. But no, I just love, look at that T at the end, the shape of the letters, the way they sit, the schemes, the balance of the fill. It's got the pink and the white and the lime green with the darker green and the bubbles. But then it's
those sort of things there, yeah. You can't be taught, bruv. Do you know what I mean? They just come.
And it's rough and rugged, you know what I mean? Even some bits don't even look like they're filled in properly. But
slap you in your boat race, bruv.
Yes, man.
And never, never given a fuck about other crews apart from CBM.
Yeah, no, he's been very...
I think he's in LB as well. London's Burning as well, no? But fucking hell, what a fucking warrior old CBM. Look at the orange outline, man.
Yeah,
look at the
one
inside
time.
Of the tee with the orange, bruv, is nice.
Very nice, man.
I've always loved his graph. I've always looked up to his graph when I was younger.
Yeah.
Mets graph, Nerves graph, Imaze graph, Splat graph. That's the graph.
They were doing him and Pure, because Pure was writing Rack and Pill. He had a few tags, but then and he do them all
that.
In different styles.
Rack was Pure.
Pure. And then he did some ill, like just chrome and black dubs, man. And he like his letters and his flow was ill, man. I used to always see it from, you know, because he's always they batted around where our school was, you know what I mean? Hammersmith, Chiswick, fucking Shepherd's
Goldall
Bush.
Goldall Road Bush.
Goldall Road, yeah. So all around there, you'd see it all the time.
Hammersmith City Line.
It's classic 90s style London dubs, man. Killer.
And Rack was hard and Pure was hard. They were both sick.
Proper.
I remember. And iRock. I used to love the reach iRock.
Oh, that was an ill one, man.
I might just start writing iRock.
Fuck it.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's been like 40 years, bruv. iRock.
Theme. I've just sent you another sketch by the man.
Drop me out.
The myth. The legend himself.
Look
King
at me,
Tapas. A new King Tapas for us to critique on the pod.
Is this
not
the original
worthy.
Taps, though, yeah?
This is the original guy, man.
Because now there's a lot of biters, isn't there?
There's a few biters.
There's a lot of biters.
Tapas is
copiers.
This is the real deal here.
The best thing about Tapas, and I keep going back to this fucking point, yeah, is he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
About the rules of graph. There's no rules of graph. Tapas does what he wants.
Tapas does whatever the fuck he wants.
He does what the fuck he wants.
He's the
Look
elite
at these
member.
Look at these A's. Look at the little squiggly lines. Look, them squiggly lines, eh? They're schemes. Doesn't give a fuck.
They're like
gets
smell
the pen.
Lines.
I got a couple of, like a smell coming up.
Yeah.
It's just rancid, acidy smell.
Of the bubbles from the bottom, the green bubbles got like a whiff to them.
That's
there.
The stomach acid of all the fucking writers
acid.
That he's been battering and munching.
He's digesting
sitting
it.
In his gut. Green exactly. Dots into little fucking acid fumes, bro. Look, the acid fumes on the first A. Just quintessentially sensational.
And tapas, you can tell it's a real tapas from the P. You can tell from the P. You know, it always looks like a penguin.
Classic.
And you know, and he doesn't give a fuck so much. If he puts highlights, he's like, I'm just putting them top right corner of each level.
Yeah,
fuck
and
anywhere
orange.
Else.
Like what?
And in orange, yeah. Wash.
Just what in the just at the top. Doesn't matter.
And
look at the taps.
Oh shit, theme. I didn't even mention on the last episode we talked about Keith Boff. And his book from 1973. And then there was Topaz, who we were saying, oh, he's biting Tapas. Hey, and they reached out. Topaz, Ale, and Keith Buff himself sent out messages saying big up. Oh yeah, and Easy and Joz from New York hit us up. And Joz and Easy, and they said, "Oh, pick up. Thanks for mentioning." Yeah, I'll show you. Sorry, I didn't even mention it to you. Yeah, I forgot.
But... No, I thought I saw they started following the Arms House or something.
Yeah,
or I saw them like something like that, and I was like, "Oh, I see." I wonder if, but I didn't know if that episode had come out. It hadn't actually come out.
No, it had. It had. I tagged them in it, I messaged them about it, and so they reached out, they checked it out, and they said, "Yeah, wicked, man." And I said, "Maybe we'll get you as a guest in the future." And they said, "Yeah, I'm up for it." So we might be able to get some New York bombers, man, on the pod. Easy Perfect. And Joz.
Easy, Joz and Easy battered it.
Yeah, they battered New York. So yo, Tapas killing it with the green outline, you know, the stomach acid fill, the shadow going off to the left, but on the T kind of fucked up the shadow. The T kind of the shadow goes over on the right hand side as well. Blue a cloud around the background. Yo, Tapas, don't ever stop and don't ever stop sending stuff in, brother, man.
And don't get better than that,
Tapas. you don't need to get anywhere. Everyone else sort it out, but Tapas.
I've got a message on Instagram saying that I can release those photos. Just to let you know.
Go on then, fuck it. Might as well. Let's go. We got a few minutes left.
My brother has just seen the BBC thing and he's fucking losing his fucking nuts.
Is he loving it?
On the
Have you sent me something?
Yeah, it's sending now.
Go for it.
Bosh. So big up Koff, Mr. Koff, one of the original Dons.
It's a video.
Yeah, and it's in portrait, so you can't complain.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because theme portrait, never films it on the landscape.
Listen, theme, portrait is good for Instagram and Instagram stories. We're on the podcast now.
You could just...
It should be landscape. I'm not saying you didn't film this, so I'm not having a go at you for this, but don't say, it's portrait, so you're going to like it. It's portrait if it's on the fucking Instagram, you can't. Fuck's sakes. And theme, I did see this. Actually, it was on Instagram. I can't remember who posted it, but...
Well, big up Koff.
Let me watch through this. All right, it's... is that a district line?
Yeah, boy.
Top to bottom. Pink clouds, pies piece, orange fade into beige with bubbles going through, blue outline, URS in the middle, and then K-O-P-H, Koff. On the right-hand side, Sir 2024. Oh, and there we go.
Man, this is done like recent. Recent.
Top to bottom. I thought I was going to say law for a second. And here's a window down.
So did I.
E-E-E. Those last two are a bit funky. Oh, now we got even more. Bruce with the orange fill, black outline. I like that Bruce at the end.
I was thinking that when I saw the video, yeah. You're going to do your thing, and there's some German writers there.
Uh-huh.
They're like already waiting, but Koff and Pies are like, yeah, bun, we're fucking doing what we want. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
They were already there. Do you know what I mean? They're like, nah, it's bosh. So they go down there, and then they've done like these fucking banging hole cars, and it's got Les and Bruce like at the end. And Bruce has done like a window down, isn't he not?
Yeah. From memory. The Bruce is.
Bro, have you fucking up the rotation, man?
Oh, man. So they happened to be there, so they were like, oh, shit. Okay, Seek. Well, yo, that Pies, it's always good to see a Pies. Pies has been around for a long time, done a lot of damage. Yo, salute Pies, man. And Koff, obviously, man. But Pies for me.
Longer than Pies.
Yeah, for sure. But I just, for some reason, I remember Pies, you know, seeing them about, you know what I mean? Especially back in the 90s. Obviously, Koff I saw about, but Pies, I don't know, stood out for me for some reason. Consistent. Wicked little dub style, you know what I mean? Nice letters, just wicked spots.
Everywhere, Pies. Because Pies battered yards and all trains and that, but he also battered trackside. So you saw him a lot.
Put in a lot of work, man. So you got to big him up. And then 2024, doing top to bottom fucking
I've definitely districts. Seen Pies 95, Pies 94, 93.
Fucking
there's Pies reaches when you're getting on the train to go fucking Gatwick.
I don't know about 93. I think Pies, again, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone in the comments, man, but I'm assuming I started seeing Pies start picking up around 96, 97. That's when I remember it. Maybe 95, but I could be wrong.
Pies 95, dub.
Yeah. But that's sick. A whole carriage, top to bottom, Completely.
It's so brilliant to see that people are still doing the goddamn thing.
Killer.
2024.
It can't have run for too long because I haven't seen many pictures of it. Yeah, exactly. That's not going to run for long, but that is ill that they got the nice pick. They must have done it on the platform then, no? Right. When these pics were taken.
It looks nice, mate. It looks fucking nice.
Proper scene. Who did they put up? Vans, Jewel.
I'll say off air as well. There's a couple of bits. Do you know what I mean? A couple of bits.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you tell me offline.
AC, no pies. AC, DDS.
Yeah.
Bruv, pies. What a fucking reach as well, just pies.
Yeah, pies. It's a bit ill word. I like the word pies, man. It's very English, you know me, very British word, pies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo. I'm just looking at pies, old pies dubs now, just seeing if I can find a fucking a year on it.
Come on, man. It's 6:30.
Anyway, 6:30.
Yeah.
We got to get, it's Wednesday. Never. Do you remember Never? Nev's 97.
Yeah, pie. Man.
Yo. Big up, everyone. This is the Arms House to Your Mum's House. This is episode 91. No We've just doubt. Been broadcast on the BB fucking C, darling.
You know
it's been sensational. Amber is a bad man. Theme is a bad man. Everyone's a bad man. Arms House batters everything and is out here for all of your dreams to come true. Yeah. Whisper it when you're putting your kids to bed in their little ears. I got a brilliant message saying my kids are now singing Arms House to Your Mum's House when I'm trying to put them to bed.
Wicked.
That is how much the Arms House is supporting the people.
Did they watch? They watched it on the news, yeah? Did they like?
They watched it and they're like, yeah, Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Hey. Yo, man.
Arms House to Your Mum's House. Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yes. Big up, Ben, our best mate.
Over and out. Big up, yes. Ben Brown. Is
we're going to go... We're going to go out to this tune, DSOTM.
Big up those people who sampled It's Not a Crime, if you, I can't remember.
Osiris Rex and all the Mandem. But this is DSOTM, a track off their new track from them. It's a crew, DSOTM. Don't ask me what it stands for. Maybe they'll watch this and write it down below in the comments. But I'll put a link below for all these things so you guys can check it out. We also have a music playlist, all the music that we play on the podcast is available on a Spotify playlist and on a YouTube playlist. All the links are below. Shout out my man Ash. Who else we got big up? Yeah, leave a comment.
We got a Patreon.
Hit the like
button. Sign up to the Patreon. You get fucking exclusive episodes, don't you, son?
You get a bunch
of... So you should fucking sign up to it. Stop being a nonce.
Exclusive stuff, man. And
we're going to do an Arms House road trip.
Yeah.
I found a sick location I need to tell you about. Not found it. I've been past it a billion times. Can't remember. I can't believe I didn't think about it.
All right, sweet. Well, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. No worries. We'll get that hooked up. Yeah, hopefully we can get a few more location episodes before the winter kicks in. Yo, we're going to go out to this DSOTM track called Straight Talking, produced by Django Mancob. Let's go.
Big up Django Mancob.
The Graffiti Podcast called Arms House for Your Mum's House.
I was there, then I wasn't. Done the job like who was it? Rappers dead bodies in my closet. You can't stop it. Aim at your jaw and I rock it. Blood red paint on the floor in a mosh pit. Shout to all the graph cats with chrome fingertips. All the dope producers and dope lyricists. I roll fat bats, Kakarot roll bigger splits. Too many whack on the mic, go figure bitch. Whack MCs getting props, I'm so sick of it. I feel nauseous, sick to my stomach, I vomit. Sick lyrics on your track if you want it. Constantly strapping the chronic on beat but off topic. I'm not stopping till you're tapping your feet and your head's bopping. Delete before they press copy. Let's get it popping like pills in raves. I stay hard to the core till I'm in my grave. Ayo,
I fold rappers the mangler. I write like Steven. Every line is like a horror when you fight with demons. Not just a boy, a Brahms hiding in your walls. I bring terror when I'm penning, that's the protocol. Verbal massacre, bars raised to smash your skull. The grass patrol, spraying up your land with quotes. Psychic readings, I'm scripted till the ghosts are screaming. Hear the shackles as they drag dead rappers scheming. Fuck a dead beat, I look after mine. After rhymes, know that shit's history like the past of time. Masterful, I'm willing
nice
to quit with my
armory.
Surgery, hack that shit apart. Veins on arteries, archery. Aiming with a point, but it's hard to please. You abide by the laws and it's alarming me. Perjury, listen to the lies and uncertainty. Forgery, feeling like we're lost in the sorcery.
I keep it psychedelic like the 60s. Puff my draw like fuck the law, I'm kinda shifty. in a three-wheel van like Del and Rodney. Danny Dyer's all pretend he was never cocky.
Never
bitches
cocky.
Looking down on me when they're selling coffee. Organic homegrown is what you're smelling off me. It's well known, everything I pen is godly. You buy bars from Eminem in an attempt to stop me. I'm unappreciated, but it's okay. Judging me for smoking weed, yet you sniff cocaine. That's hypocrisy. If people don't have a voice, where's democracy? I'm so wise, I know nothing like Socrates. Defy prophecies like Kratos and lift Kronos' hand off of me. Some say I'm like Bronson, but more charming. I'ma say it how it is, like George Carlin.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?